I'm so glad to be able to share this moment around God's Word and prayer with you again today. We're looking in the Old Testament book of Ruth, which is the bridge between the era of the judges like Deborah and Gideon and Samson, and the era of the prophets. That'll come next week with Samuel. But it's an incredibly important book. It's about amazing love between two people. First of all, Ruth to her mother-in-law, Naomi, her loyalty to her. And then we're going to be seeing an actual romantic story begin to unfold. But first of all, in the setup to that romantic story, you have Naomi saying to Ruth, they moved back to Bethlehem. Ruth will not leave. She's not Jewish herself, but she will not leave her mother-in-law and is devoted to her to death. So they're back in Bethlehem, and Naomi, is concerned about her daughter-in-law, wants to make sure that there's provision for her and possibly even a future. Her mother-in-law is already plotting a plan, and it starts with a relative of Naomi's by the name of Boaz. And so Naomi sends Ruth out into the fields of Boaz. And even in the Old Testament law, it says when you harvest your field, don't do it perfectly. Always leave some. It's okay if you miss some things. Don't go back and try to get what you missed so you do it perfectly clean. This wasn't a clean plate proposition. This was leave something on the plate so that the poor can come and they can have something to glean. So Naomi sends Ruth out to just glean what's left over from Boaz's harvest. And she's hoping that Boaz will show her some mercy. So verse 8 of Ruth 2. So Boaz said to Ruth, "My daughter, listen to me. Go and don't go and glean in another field, and don't go away from here. Stay here with the women who work with me." This is what Boaz responds to Ruth with. Like, why don't you just stay in my fields? Don't visit some different field every day. Just follow my harvesters and with the other women that are here working with me. He said, "Watch the field where the men are harvesting and follow along after the women. I have told the men not to lay a hand on you. And whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men had filled." Now, unfortunately, some women have only had exploitive relationships with men. But Ruth is having a different experience. It could have been an exploitive relationship, especially considered how second-class women were considered, unfortunately, in this culture. But here he's honoring her. He's saying, "I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure other guys don't lay a hand on you. I'm going to be sure that you get enough to drink, enough to eat. I'm just going to watch out. I want you to stay in my field. I want you out in other people's field because I'm going to take care of you." And the question is, why is Boaz doing this? Well, He gives the answer to us in what he says in the next few verses. At this, she bowed down, Ruth does, with her face to the ground, and she asked him, "Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?" And I believe there's something supernatural about the favor of God on our lives, but the favor of God is not only supernatural, it's the fruit of how we live day by day. I once heard John Maxwell said, "You know, it's the things you do every day that eventually show," and this is what Boaz is going to focus on. And Boaz replied, verse 11, "I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother, and you left your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before. You came into our Jewish world just because you were loyal to your mother-in-law Naomi. I've heard about this." And it's impressed me. I mean, it tells me you're made of the right stuff. And then verse 12, he goes on, "May the Lord repay you." This is Boaz to Ruth. "May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." In short form, we would say, you reap what you sow. Paul would just put that in a few more words in Galatians 6, verse 9. "Let's not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Why does Ruth have favor? Partly it's because God's supernatural favor on her life because of the plan that's about to unfold and its implications even for you and me today. But But it's also because this is what Boaz fixes on. I mean, she proved her stuff. She was a woman of character, and she stayed faithful with loyal love. And you do to others what you'd want them to do to you. I want to tell you, you do in the end up reaping back what you have sown and given to others. So I want to pray for you that way. Father, help us not to become weary in well-doing. Help us, Lord. Sometimes we do good for others and they don't reciprocate, and we wonder, what difference does it make? But I thank you that over time, being loyal and serving people and doing good, Lord, you have a way of bringing favor back on our lives. So we pray you'll do that in our lives today. And thank you for Ruth's awesome example of how she did that and got back the favor of a very significant man. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.